Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A sack put up by the Chargers. Joey Bosa, his eighth of the season.
Silly penalties that we're not used to having, that hurt us. You know, that especially when you only have three possessions in the first half, you got to make them count. So I'm just talking about the offensive side of the ball. We got to be, you know, honest with our routine and decisions we made the last 48 hours and make sure that our head's in the right place the next time we come on a big road trip, which will just be in 3 weeks.
That's Aaron Rodgers after the call from CBS Sports. Packers get run out of the building out in L.A., and we'll talk about it with Mike Clemens coming up here in just 1 second. But first, these words from Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and Wendy's.
Wendy's, they have deals for you, and they always have something new and exciting for you. Remember, it was the Boo Books leading up to Halloween, and I was so excited when my young Jackson got himself a free Junior Frosty because people were doing what I told them to do and hand out those free Junior Frosties on Halloween. Now they got the 2 for $5 deal. Right now at Wendy's, score 2 of your faves for just $5. Choose from a 10-piece spicy or crispy nugs, a Dave single, or a spicy chicken sandwich. That's Wendy's 2 for $5. A win-win for you and for Wendy's. We got you. Spicy nuggets available for a limited time only.
Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, courtesy of Potawatomi Hotel and Casino. It's all happening at Potawatomi Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com. He is Mike Clemens. He is our green and gold football reporter embedded in everything going on in Green Bay. Hello, Mike.
Bill, big show. I wanted to start with a postscript on the San Diego Chargers. I listened to an interview that Melvin Gordon did once they got back to their facility, and he was asked about that incredible hurdle over Packers defensive back Shandon Sullivan to get the first down, and just how good he feels 3 or 4 games back into this. You know, he had a fumble against the Titans that cost the Chargers, but now they feel like they've got your team together, the one that was 12-4 last year, and so now they've got a short week. See, they feel real good about what they did against the Packers. Yesterday on the big show, we played on the clip of Phil Rivers saying, man, the reason we kept on running 2 tight ends and 2 backs is because we ran 25 consecutive plays where the Packers' defense never changed. So if they're not going to change, we'll just keep attacking the A-gaps up the middle. We'll keep throwing the ball over the middle and moving the chains. And why change? It was, you know, it was a head-scratcher. Anthony Lynn making the big change a week ago at offensive coordinator. I think they got a new voice in their meeting rooms with Shane Steichen. And so now they're going to play the Raiders in the Coliseum for probably the last night game ever in the Coliseum with the Raiders. And Anthony Lynn, former player for the Broncos, talked about that place.
I have a lot of memories in the Black Hole, man. That's a fun place to play football. You know, it's like every game's like Halloween. A lot of energy, a lot of excitement. It's a good place to go play. That's what they're known for. I've been hit with beers, batteries, you name it.
You gonna miss that?
Yeah, I'm gonna miss it, no doubt.
Yeah, with a battery?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, anything goes in the Coliseum, man. Anything goes, you know. double A, not a car battery. Double A. I have my helmet on. No doubt.
Mike, I'm telling you, he's my favorite coach in the NFL, Anthony Lynn, right there.
Yeah, he's a good coach.
Mm-hmm.
Good coach. Mike, he's lucky because I tell you what, when the Cleveland Browns had their team and they were in Cleveland the first time at that Municipal Stadium they were at?
Memorial Stadium.
Memorial Stadium, that's what it was.
That's where the Cleveland Indians played. 78,000 seats in that old place.
Yeah, they were throwing size D batteries at you because had to move because we had to warm up down by the dog pound. We had to move from the dog pound to like almost midfield to warm up.
Rough. Yeah, because they were right there on the end zone.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I remember that ballpark.
Yep.
All right, let's talk about this run defense, and you're going to get Christian McCaffrey, who, by the way, went to school with Blake Martinez. They were teammates together at Stanford. Blake says he texts Christian back and forth. Christian, number 2 running back in the NFL behind the Minnesota.
Well, they better hope Blake doesn't have to cover Christian McCaffrey out of the backfield.
Well, now he's dealing with a broken hand. It's like 10 days ago he's in practice. They're doing a competition drill, and you know, the one guy goes this way, you go that way, and he feels his hand go crunch, and it's like, all right, that didn't feel real good. And he waited until Saturday morning. He had it checked out, and they said, well, yeah, you broke your hand. So he played the Chiefs game with his cast on. He's got it on now. He's probably going to have to keep it on at least through their bye week. And he's you know, people are like, oh, Blake Martinez, he's not very good. Well, he leads the league in tackles.
Nobody cares.
He's been in 48 games. Give me 9 or 10 more Blake Martinez, and you're probably going to the Super Bowl. I don't understand why people underrate him.
All you got to do is go read Pete Doherty.
Fought the same fight with A.J. Hawk for years.
And that's a great comparison. Look, if you go and you read Eric Baranchuk and Pete Doherty, they break down very, very well why Blake Martinez really is hurting them as much as he's helping them, if anything. Okay. We had Ryan Wood on. We brought up the tackles thing. Ryan Wood pretty much called it a useless stat.
Well, let me address the issue by first asking Blake Martinez, so what's it like having to play football and against Melvin Gordon, you know, with your hand in a cast?
Not great. I'm hoping soon. I think it's all off how they feel and how the x-rays look and CT scans and stuff like that. Just something working through every day.
How do you play linebacker with a pad hand, though?
Very hard. It's basically playing linebacker with one hand. Not how I want to play. Been kind of disappointed going back last game and this game just on how I want to get off blocks, do things. Hasn't allowed me to kind of play how I was playing earlier in the season.
You're not able to grab with that thing on at all, and it's all violent motions that you have to utilize there. And sometimes when you're using that club, especially on defense, you're only thinking of how am I going to use it for my benefit. And right there, you're already a half a step back because you're thinking before you're just going out and playing and reacting.
So you spent $55 million to get a pass rush with the Smith brothers. You spent your first-round pick on Rashawn Gary to get a pass rush or, you know, build for the future. What are you doing to help Blake Martinez? Well, you got the defensive coordinator, Mike Pettine, who usually doesn't have another linebacker on the field. He's got more defensive backs. And Brian Gutekunst, you know, let's ask him, what are you doing to stop this run? Well, I spent a third-round pick on Oren Burks. We thought that would be the guy that would be there to help out Blake Martinez, a guy who could cover a tight end, a guy who would have some speed, a guy to have some smarts. And he has all those things, 6'4". But what's he do? He injures the shoulder in warm-ups against the Raiders in preseason last year, tears the pec trying to bring down Joe Webb this summer against the Texans. He's still wearing a harness, and he's still not there, man. He's a smart football player, but he is not the animal that they need out there. He only had 8 snaps in the game against the Chargers. Then you pick up B.J. Goodson from an average Giants team. You know, he used to be good. He used to have a lot of starts. He had 13 snaps in L.A. Will Redman, an off-the-street safety, he had 22 snaps. So that's where Patton's playing these guys. He's going more for the, you know, apparently they really miss the Raven Green built tough safety, you know, mm-hmm. Claim it safety, the hybrid guy, right?
The Dale Buchanan type guy.
Well, yeah, and that's what they're, I guess what that's we're looking for. So today, they bring in Ibrahim Campbell from the IR back up. They release Tim Williams. You know, some of your listeners have been texting me, well, why don't they bring in Tim Williams? Well, they brought him in as an outside linebacker. He was a former Raven. We know how good the Ravens' defense is if you watched him against the Patriots. We talked about that in that preseason game. Just like they just got a factory of linebackers in Baltimore. They just keep coming. So you think if you get one of those guys. But he just got released today because they like this Ibrahim Campbell. Now, he's only 5'11", 210. He's not a big dude. I've talked to him a couple times. Very smart. Very impressive. You know, these guys, they like the Northwestern guys. Dean Lowry, Tyler Lancaster, mm-hmm. and this guy. Really smart football player. And he's been in the league. He's played in 46 games, 12 starts. Texans, Jets, Dallas Cowboys before they picked him up. But he was on his way to making some plays. They were impressed last season. McCarthy was still coach. But then he snapped his ACL on a special teams on punt coverage. Made an amazing recovery, so they're going to bring him up. But you know what, this defense, and we asked Patton about this a week ago about run defense. He said, it's not about scheme, it's about execution. So he's pointing the finger at some of his players. Apparently, you know, what you're still really missing is like, I don't know, like an Earl Thomas or an Ed Reed kind of guy. You know, you got Savage out there for the fast guys. You got Kevin King and Jair on the corners for the speedy wide receivers. Adrian Amos is out there floating around, but you need one more guy out there. I don't think Campbell's going to be it right away. Here's the other guy that's missing in action. Josh Jackson, who came into camp with a foot injury. Mm-hmm. Okay, understood. But did you know he was an active
healthy
Sunday?
Scratch.
Mm-hmm. A healthy scratch. He's MIA.
He's a second-round pick.
He's a second-round pick from last year. He's a built dude. That's a guy that could be helping you stop the run, right?
Yeah, you would think. I mean, you would anticipate that these guys are going to be able to help you more than maybe a fifth-round pick, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, who we're wondering where did he go in the game plan, and Matt LaFleur talked about needing to get him the football and get him at least some looks down the field.
I wanted to play this because this reflects the mood of the locker room. And in the background, you're going to hear Tony Brown and Baby Tosh. Don't worry, I've played this three times. It's okay. You don't have to hit the dump button. But listen carefully. This is Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Smart kid. He's trying to live up to what Aaron Rodgers wants. Rodgers has called him out last year about practicing, being more thorough. Be more like Kumerow. Work on your technique. It's not just a 9-to-5 job. There's little things you got to work on if you're going to build trust and get to the next level. As a top, you know, wideout, as a wide receiver. So he was asked about, you know, was there a lack of focus? I mean, you know, how's this team responding after coming out so flat against the Chargers?
No, I wasn't much talking. I'm in the locker room after a loss. We did most of our talking today. And we just, you know, just got to go out and, you know, do things differently. You know, they were a good defense. They played their game better than, you know, we've seen them play. So they did a good job, and that's a good football team. And we hurt ourselves a lot throughout that game. You know, it wasn't one thing in particular that, you know, one guy did wrong or one unit did wrong. You know, it was a collective group. We just weren't being ourselves.
Why do you think there was a lack of focus?
I wouldn't say that, you know, the focus was, you know, too far off. It just came down to just us not being us, you know. I think that was just the biggest thing. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, everyone wants to go out and perform well, you know, so that wasn't obviously what we wanted to go out and do, and didn't play up to our standard. So I don't think that we weren't, you know, as focused as we should be, but, you know, it comes down to execution.
So that's the locker room. Look, MVS, you go out there and talk to him, man. We're going to go screw around here in the shower and have a good time.
Right, yeah, we're going to go and have fun. You go deal with all the nonsense
you
have to.
Yeah, you come up with the answers. And in case you missed it, listeners, an hour ago, great interview with David Bakhtiari. You can get it on demand on the website.
So did you know about Netflix and chill? No.
No,
okay,
did
we'll
I?
Move on. Yeah, that you didn't know.
No. You know what? I haven't had time to watch TV. I've got Netflix, but I barely have time to watch fun TV in the last year or two. Honest to God, I'm watching football. All
yeah,
the
don't
time.
Worry about it, Mike.
Hard Knocks and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, this is a question a lot of listeners had, too. It's like, okay, if you're a little out of sync, if Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram are, you know, blitzing on the right side and tearing up Billy Turner and Bulaga with his messed up hand, you know, why don't you give the ball to Aaron Jones? And here's David Bakhtiari, left tackle, on The Big Show an hour ago.
Was there any talk during the game or after the game about getting Aaron Jones maybe more involved than he was in that game?
If there was, I wasn't around for it.
That's a good answer.
That is a good answer.
No, it's a great answer.
He wasn't
the
around for it.
Answers.
He wasn't around for it.
I've always been a believer in with the hot hand. I'm an offensive lineman, so when you ask me this question, it doesn't matter to me.
Sure.
I'm about putting up points as an offense and winning football games. Because I don't have any stats, so I don't care if you throw the ball or you run the ball. I care about if we're throwing it, we're catching it, and if we're catching it, we're scoring points, or if we're running the ball, you're getting yards per rush and yards after contact and scoring touchdowns. For me, I don't care, whereas if you ask a different position, they may give you a different answer because obviously they're very confident in their own abilities and they think that they can change a game. So I would definitely say, you know, if you ask Aaron Jones, he's like, yeah, of course I want the ball more. I want to put the offense on my back and win the games. I'm sure if you ask Aaron Rodgers, he's like, I'd love to put the ball in my hand every play because I want to win the game. You talk to Devontae Adams, you talk to Jimmy Graham, so many quality professional athletes that are confident in their own abilities.
Everybody wants to be able to win the game. Mike, I said that's the reason why the offensive linemen are so level-headed and not kicking over kicking tents and throwing water coolers and punching stuff. Just
and sometimes a loss like
win.
This brings out some interesting truth of what's really going on inside the locker room. And oh, by the way, news media now, they've got officer video camera of the Za'Darius Smith bust and going through the back end and finding, you know, the marijuana stuff like that. That's going to be on the TV news show. So that's one more thing they're dealing with on their plate this week in Green Bay.
Well, and Mike, at least now I saw on Facebook, now you can show the video that it was not you.
No, it was
when
not.
You go home.
No, I picked up these court papers, you know, and I come home and my wife is, what is this? It's like, I said, this is a story I'm following,
yeah.
You know, because it's I get these court papers. Like, I was arrested for possession of pot or synthetic marijuana and going 81 miles an hour in a construction zone. So.
Well, don't worry. If you have to pin it on anybody and you don't want to do it to Za'Darius Smith, Mike, I'll take the bullet for you.
You know,
don't worry
lawyer?
About it. Yeah, I got you. Or just, you know, put it on me. It's all good. Mike, we'll talk later.
Thank you, Big Show.
That's Mike Clemens, 5:35, Tuesdays and Thursdays. You talk football with
lawyer?
Our green and gold football reporter. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.